USA Radio News.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former FBI agent Terry Turchi on what we have to remember regarding this case.
Usually these cases don't take that long. Most bombings, most mail bombings, or anything involving the U.S. mail, usually it only takes maybe a few days to figure out things and things all start to come together.
President Trump on Thursday announced a proposal to base payments for certain prescription drugs off lower prices in other countries.
Same company, same box, same pill, made in the exact same location, and you'll go to some countries and it would be 20% the cost of what we pay, and in some cases much less than that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please.
High-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
A new pre-election poll finds most Americans do not believe the vast political divide in the nation will get better anytime soon. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In this press done for the Associated Press, few Americans say they believe the stark divisions being seen these days are going to get better anytime soon. The newly released survey finding that more than 8 in 10 Americans believe the country is greatly divided about important values. Just 20% say they think the country will become less divided over the next few years. 39% believe things will only get worse. A strong majority, 77%, say they are dissatisfied with the state of politics in the nation. How Americans view President Trump divides along partisan lines. The poll finds 83% of Republicans approve of how he's handling his job. 92% of Democrats and 61% of independents say they don't approve.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Florida Governor and Senate hopeful Rick Scott used his family to demonstrate support for pre-existing conditions. Amid Democratic attacks that the GOP health care policies would actually hurt sick people, Scott explained on Fox News why this is a personal issue for him.
It's personal to me. I grew up not knowing my dad. I had a brother with a significant disease. You know, my mom didn't have health care, our health insurance. She couldn't find anybody to take care of my brother. We finally found, or she found, a charity hospital 4 hours away. So I believe that people ought to have a right to health care. You shouldn't be denied your health care insurance if you have a pre-existing condition. Now, here's the difference. Senator Nelson was a state House member, never did anything about it. He was a state insurance commissioner, never did anything about it. He was a congressman, did nothing about it. When they voted for what we should call the Unaffordable Health Care Act, it was two little good pieces in that bill. You should not be denied health care if you have a pre-existing condition. You should be able to stay on your parents' plan. But the rest of the bill is a disaster. Bill Nelson has never done anything to improve health care other than make the cost go up, deductibles go up, premiums go up, and copayments go up.
Google gave the creator of Android $90 million in a severance package to leave the company back in 2014. Now, the creator was asked to leave the company after sexual misconduct allegations were proven to be credible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.